At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
You are listening to the Forest Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. I've got to say, this music has thrown me. I'm doubly excited about it, as I am by the next 30 minutes. It is your Forest takeover, and you can have your say tonight. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. And as always, I am joined by the legend himself. It is Mr. Chris Burton from Nottingham Forest News. Chris, I know we touched upon it last week, but this music, I'm feeling it. It's growing on me.
I'm glad it's growing on you, mate. Yeah, enjoying it.
Oh, Chris, you've shot me down there. I've got to be honest, I feel deflated now.
Have you made it? Is it you playing it?
No, of course I've not made it.
Have you knocked that up this afternoon?
Chris, I've got to be honest, I thought we were a bit closer than this. I thought we were a little bit tighter, and you've just literally knocked me for six. Unbelievable form. Just when I was ready for this next 30 minutes, I can't believe it. Well, let's get into the game then. Obviously, on the weekend, it was Reading, and I've got to say, not much happened for 95 minutes, and then it all went a little bit crazy.
Yeah, it just sort of summed up the Championship, didn't it, in about the space of 30 seconds, that you can go from that absolute high, you know, the ecstasy to agony in, you know, the blink of an eye. And yeah, I think we've got to try and look at it in a bigger picture and not look at it as what it was, as still 2 points dropped, and look at it more as another point gained on the road that probably would have taken before kickoff. The unbeaten run's been extended, and we're heading into a couple of home games that should be winnable. So I think we have to try and take as many positives from it as we can.
Yeah, you have to take positives. It is hard, though, because, look, Chris, I know it's obvious, but scoring in the 96th minute, 1-0, you know, any time you score late in a game, you've got to hold on. But from the 96th minute onwards, and Forest, they're always disciplined, they're always professional, and I don't know if it was, you know, they thought the game was won, you know, they went absolutely crazy, limbs in the stands. I think the players thought it's over, and they lost themselves. And even the moment, I don't know if you saw Reading, obviously, taking the centre kick-off after going Dan, that you just knew, right, they're going to literally launch it here because they ain't got long. The way they was all lining up on the line, and I don't know where Forest was at.
Yeah, it was disappointing, like you say, that it was so obvious what was going to happen, and yet we didn't seem ready for it. We gave them way too much time down that left flank to build a, you know, an opportunity to get across in, and then it's unfortunate that Figueiredo puts it past his own goalkeeper, and that it was just so preventable. And it is massively frustrating to drop points in that fashion. But like I say, it's not the end of the world. We've got this much-fated game in hand coming up next week. So we're going to find out whether that's worth anything. And, you know, it's all still in our own hands. So
yeah, it is. It's just, you know, in terms, Lamucci said, you know, it was utter madness. It is still in your hands. It's a crazy Championship season. Teams are dropping points, still in the playoffs. You're there, you know, you've got that game in hand. You have to play Reading again. It's all a bit weird. But in that instance, you know, you just sort of put it past us, go, these things happen. You know, games of football like this, especially in sport, 1-0, 1-1, 96th minute, 97th minute. Or is there anyone you go, look, do you point blame at the players' mentality, the players, the manager? Is there any finger pointing, or is it just one of those things? What do the Forest fans feel on that?
I think you've got to look at it as just one of those things. There's no point putting blame on people, is there? I mean, you could point the finger at Matty Cash, maybe, as a right-back, and then Figueiredo puts it past his own keeper. Samba, you know, got beaten at his near post. There's people that you can blame, but there's nothing to be gained from doing that. It happened. If it was the other way around, we'd be absolutely bouncing off the walls. It's just what, like you say, it's just football. And over the course of a 46-game season, it's going to happen. It's happened a few times to us recently. You think late points dropped at Millwall, Middlesbrough, now Reading. But we're still where we are, and we've got plenty of opportunities, especially this week with the two home games, to really kick on. So hopefully by the time we speak again, this will just be a thing of the past. Everyone forgot about it.
Yeah, obviously two massive games. We'll obviously look towards them because they both happen before we next get to talk on Thursday. And like you said, they are both at home, and obviously one of them against Reading once again. But maybe, Chris, you've calmed me down. You've talked me away from that high top, because obviously I'm looking at it. It could have been four wins from four, and I know it's still unbeaten in four now. But you know, when Forest are trying to achieve what they are this year, those games where you get 1 point from three, I don't want to look back at the end of the season, Chris, me, you, Lee and Sam, and go, these were the games, you know, if we miss out by a point or 2 points, we're going to look to these kind of games and where it happened, aren't we?
Of course you are, and that's what all fans are going to do. And there's been plenty of them this season where already you can sit there and say, we should have got something there, we should have got more there, we should be closer to the top two. But there's nothing we can do about it now. It's happened, so the mentality that Lamucci and the players, you know, the people that spoke afterwards, Ben Watson, etc., it's let's look ahead. Let's look to the next. This has happened. Let's put it behind us. We are still unbeaten. You know, the next game is as winnable as that one was. And then, like I say, the Reading, get that game in hand out of the way, because that, you know, people still seem to think of that as some sort of safety net that, or we've got this game in hand, it's all right that we drop points because we've got the game in hand. So to get that out of the way will be nice as well, I think, so we can probably move on from that.
Yeah, I think this has been, obviously, this has been a theme for ages, especially us, Chris, on this show. We've spoke about, how vital is this game in hand, and they scheduled it for so long further down the season. We finally got here, but at the minute, you know, it still feels like, even after this time, it's still got a lot of weight to it, because even with a little dip in spells, and I know Forest are on a good run at the minute, but they're still up there, and with that game in hand, and it still feels like this is a big advantage and a big tool for them.
It could be a real good advantage for us if we win it.
Chris, what's going on tonight? I feel negative. You give me not so negative vibes. What's gone wrong?
I think we are very capable of winning. I didn't see anything from Reading at the weekend to trouble us. I mean, in defence, we probably should have been out of sight by half time, and then we wouldn't have had the craziness at the end. So, on our own patch, I'd fancy that we can have them if we play similar to that we did at the weekend, and with a slightly different team. You bring the likes of Lolly and that back into it, who didn't start at the weekend. So they are more than capable to go out there and get back-to-back wins in the space of the next few days. And the game in hand then does a favour, because if we win on Sunday and then win again next week, you know, we'll be really cemented in that top six then. And that's what you need at this stage of the season, I think. You want that cushion behind you, because things that like it at Reading do happen. But if you've got that bit of a gap to seventh, then you can sort of put up with it. It's not going to do you too much damage.
Chris, when we talk about the team, and I know you're just sort of staying on that even keel, you're not getting too high, you're not getting too low. When we talk, you know, we're talking about four games unbeaten, you know, there's runs that they're in clusters. We get this and then we get the blip. What does this mean, that we learn more about Forest as a team in these runs, or we learn more about the league? Because we're seeing Fulham having that dip and they're in there. Forest have a game in hand and they're still in there. And Swansea have fallen off. Millwall have come up. Bristol City, we know, obviously, they won on the weekend, but they're having their dip. It's a very hard league to predict. And I know it always is, but I just don't know if I'm learning more about the league rather than the individual teams. Where do you feel that Forest stand in this sort of championship circus this season?
I think we've come a long way from what we were 12 months ago. And it is just the nature of the beast, isn't it? You expect this from the Championship. You know you're going to have ups and downs. You know there's going to be the odd blip. And we did have it at a time of year where we used to have it. But we've come through that and sort of looking to kick on again through the other side, which is what you want. So we've learned from Forest that if they do suffer these wobbles and a few points do slip in there, it's, you know, it's not weighing on them. That, you know, people are quickly forgetting about it and moving on. And I think that's down to Lamucci, that's the mentality that he's set there. And I think we've come along, you know, from where we were 12 months ago with the change of manager. O'Neill was just about to come in at this time and it was all up in the air again. We've got the stability now. We've got that consistency. and we're ready and we're better prepared to sort of tackle the challenges that the championship poses. And I think we've shown that so far. So hopefully it'll continue.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. Obviously, just away from news and of the championship in a minute. In other news this week, obviously, actually today, Nottingham Forest's City Grand will host the season women's Continental League Cup final on 29th of February. What would that mean, obviously, for the City and the fact that they've chosen a City Grand? Because obviously, the women's game at the minute going strength to strength, Chris.
Yeah, I think that the Forest have been involved in it in the women's side at that level sort of a few times before. The FA Cup final has been held there before, the women's side of it. So, yeah, it's great. It's great for the city, great for the club, great for the ladies' side at Forest and all the promotion and that comes with it. I think it's great news.
Yeah, it is great news. Obviously, I'm going to do a full preview in the next part with Lee on those games. But just looking at that doubleheader, Chris, what are you kind of expecting points-wise? You know, I know you don't like to do it, but is it a case where you go to Stanley's places, we're going to need a 6 points, you know, not even a four?
It would be nice, wouldn't it? I think we have to be aiming for six. They're two winnable games against teams that, if we're going to finish in the top six, we really should be beating. It'll be nice if we could get a good win under our belt against Luton. That'll really set us up on the telly, full house. If we can win that, you know, two, maybe even three, because they concede a lot of goals, Luton. That'll really set us up going into Reading. And then you'd fancy us in that game as well. And if we come through it with 6 points, I think then you can start thinking that really we're well set in that top six then. And it would then start to be very disappointing if we dropped out of it.
Yeah, mate. Well, that's interesting because I wanted to know where's that point in the season then when you do change your mind. Look, we're getting to February, we're getting to March. Now it is disappointing. Now we have to stay here because now we've got this far. We're expecting it because those goalposts for fans' expectations for the end of the season, you know, it becomes a time when you go, this is it now. That bar has changed. And also it's important, Chris, as you mentioned, you know, we've spoke about the City Grand form, but if they get the 6 points there, it's brilliant because it takes it into that Brentford game and we know they're flying. And then obviously Birmingham, I know they're down there, but we and just speaking to them on the Birmingham fan show, it's always a tricky place to go, St Andrews.
Yeah. They're all going to be testing, aren't they, from here on in. But like you say, once you get to this point in the season, I think you can start looking ahead because everyone always says, like, you've got to get through Christmas, you've got to get through New Year. And we've done that now. So you are now approaching the finishing line and you will start to look at, oh, will we get a couple of points there? Can we get a couple of points there? And that's just what, you know, that's what fans do. You're going to start looking at the fixture list a bit closer and thinking, right, where potentially could we slip up? And, you know, if you're into February, March, and you're still there or thereabouts, you know, something's got to go wrong for you to drop out then. And it'll be massively, massively disappointing if we did, given that we've worked so hard and waited so long to get here. Just fingers crossed that we can get over the line.
Well, absolutely, Chris, because I don't want to see you disappointed. I've already had a taste of it when we played you that entry music and I don't want no more part of that. So I only want 3 points and victories, mate, and this show's going to go strength to strength. Chris, always a delight and pleasure to have you on. I enjoy our chats, but there is still so much more to come on the first show. We're going to be looking at those two games and giving them a full preview and, of course, the January transfer window.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Love Sports
Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. It is the Forest Takeover, and there is still time tonight to have your say. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Well, we were talking about that crazy ending in that game against Reading. Obviously, the spoil shared. It was 0-0 with 94 minutes played. It was 1-1 after 97 minutes played. Forest going up 1-0 in the 96th minute. Reading coming back absolutely crazy. Was that 2 points drop for Forest? Because I know for Reading it feels like 1 point game. Well, we just spoke to Chris Burton there. Delighted to say now I'm joined by his partner in crime, Lee Clark, also from Nottingham Forest News. Lee, really good to talk to you once again. Two games for us to look at. But before we get into those games and give him a proper preview, let's quickly talk about the January transfer window. I know you guys over at Nottingham Forest News are all over it, and there has been some rumours, quite a few actually, linking Forest with a whole host of players that could be arriving and going as well. But one of the names mentioned is obviously Marcus McGuane from Barcelona, obviously, but a player that we know well, started from Arsenal, and a player that was absolutely loved by Arsene Wenger, and he got that move to Barcelona. You know, this is a player with a lot of potential. What do you know about this, Lee?
Well, I think from what the reports in Holland are saying, that an agreement has been reached. Now, kind of the Dutch interpretation of that might not quite be the same as what we would view that in this country, but it seems that it is close. It just seems that there's a bit of confusion with who's paying what fee to what club. His current loan club have agreed to take him for the season. Obviously, if Forest...
That's Telstar, isn't it?
Yeah, Telstar, yeah. In the Dutch second tier, I think they're playing. So, I mean, they kind of want compensating because they're not going to get the player for the full season, which is fair enough. Barcelona kind of want rid of him, from what I can kind of read into it. So Barcelona are kind of saying if we can pay the rest of the agreement for the second half of the season, then he's our player. So whether we'll come to an agreement on that, hopefully we will, because it seems like an attractive one on paper.
Yeah, it's a bit of a strange one, Lee, and that's what I meant, because this was a player, obviously, I knew quite a bit about, you know, really highly touted from Arsene Wenger, and a player that Arsenal didn't want to lose. And look, when Barcelona come in for you, I think you've clearly got the talent and the potential. I know it's not quite worked out for him. He didn't make that grade at Barcelona B, but apparently having a really good season for Telstar, you know, starting week in, week out now, surely, you know, it can cut it in the Championship coming from Barcelona. But we don't know much about him, and that's it. But is this a fans that, you know, is exciting? Is this a move, sorry, that is exciting the Forest fans?
Well, I think it depends who you talk to. If it was to be our only January signing, then no, it probably wouldn't be quite as exciting to some people. But one thing I would say is this isn't I've seen the name Chuba Akpom mentioned by a lot of cynical Forest supporters today. But what I would say about that one is, McGuane didn't leave Arsenal and go to a club in Greece to revive his career. He was poached by one of the best,
absolutely,
not just the best teams, but one of the best football clubs when it comes to nurturing youngsters in the world. So, I mean, I think it is a little bit different to that.
Yeah, it's not obviously bad on the CV, is it? Arsenal and Barcelona, your first two clubs.
No,
I mean, let's be realistic about this.
That's it. He was given his debut by Arsene Wenger. He was trusted to play in two of his first teams. He played twice. So make of that what you will. But I guess with any kind of unknown quantity, the proof will be in his performances. But I think if you look at what the European scouts brought in the summer, the vast majority of those players have been pretty good. Certainly the ones we've signed on a permanent basis. So hopefully that will bode well for this one.
Yeah, we have to trust the recruitment, obviously, Lamucci and his team. But I think you've hit the nail on the head, Lee. I mean, you know, if we're fickle, aren't we? He comes in and does a good job, nobody cares. But he's obviously got it. And I think people go, oh, he's not made the grade at Arsenal, he's not made the grade at Barcelona. What? He's been loaned out to Telstar. But that doesn't really ever tell the full story and picture of a player, does it?
No, that's it. And I think some people, sometimes as well, they get too bogged down with statistics. There's so many statistics you can go at, but at the end of the day, I'm a firm believer that certain players just suit certain clubs.
It's all about timing as well.
That's it. And I think if maybe this is the time in his career where he perhaps needs to come back to England, and obviously our recruitment team feel that the Championship is something that he'll take to.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I want to look at those games now with Luton and Reading again. But before we get on to that, obviously I spoke at length with Chris. Crazy, crazy ending in the Reading game. What were your thoughts on that quickly?
Well, it's one of those. I think if you take, I tweeted after the game that you'd always take a point away unless you score the first goal in the 95th minute, and then it's a bit of a kick in the teeth. But no, it's a difficult one. I think it's... I don't like calling them, but I think when you score in the 95th minute of a fifth minute of added time, where does the referee get another two from? I don't think we were celebrating for a full 2 minutes, so it does seem a bit strange that they were allowed to score in the 97th, but you take them off with the smooth with those ones.
Yeah, it's just a strange one. It was just a mad, bizarre ending. You could never have seen that coming when it was, like you said, in the 94th minute. But Luton on the weekend, they lost to Birmingham in a scrappy game. Obviously, Birmingham winning their first game in six games. Luton shipping Coles down there in the Championship. Look like they're going straight back to League One, but no gimme games in the Championship. What are you making of this one, firstly, Lee?
Well, I think you're at the stage of the season now where we've said all season anyone beats anyone in the Championship, but I think at this stage of the season, if you want to be winning promotion, with no disrespect to Luton intended, you've kind of got to be beating them at home. You can say going to places like Luton and Reading and those sort of the clubs are going to be tricky, but I think when they come into the City Ground, we've got to be we've won two on the trot at home, so we've got to be keeping that run going for me.
Yeah, especially at home. I just feel like this is really needed because, you know, four games unbeaten, but six games unbeaten, eight games unbeaten, just to sustain this run. And I really feel like a merge away from that chasing pack because no one's really putting a claim on it. And I just want Forest to step out of that almost because everyone go, you know, we're doing well, it's a great season, which it is. But if they step out and go, you know, we're the next tier under that West Brom and Leeds, because there isn't really, we could ask five different fans from different clubs and say, who's that next one? And we'd get a different answer every time. I just think there's an opening for Forest at the minute. I know you're predicting that win against Luton on the week, and then it's back to Reading in the week. And what are you making of that, Lee?
Well, it's going to be interesting playing them so soon. I think
get your money on a couple of late goals.
Yeah, well, maybe it'd probably be 0-0. It'd probably go the other way. I don't know. It's going to be an interesting one. It might be one that is a low scoring affair. In all seriousness, just because I think both teams will have played each other so recently that they might not want to give it, you know, much away to one another. But you never know. It's going to be, again, we're at home, so hopefully we can. And it's going to be our game in hand as well. So it really is the next 5 days could really define our season, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. And Reading, they're a bit of a difficult side in terms of predicting, really, because obviously Mark Bowen, you know, it was surprising when he got that job. You know, everyone made the joke, he hired himself, but he's doing a good job there. And they've sort of gone past that new manager bounce, but they're doing much, much better. They've seen an upturn in form. And as we've seen from the weekend, not an easy contest, Lee.
No, and I think the thing is with Reading, you touched upon it there, that if you asked sort of the rest of the, you know, fans from teams that are up near the top of the division, who's going to be the next one after Leeds and West Brom, I don't think many of them would say Forest. We seem to be quietly going about our business. We've been doing it all season. And to be fair, no one's really giving us that much respect, if you like. It's almost like we're slipping under the radar. And I think Reading are kind of doing the same. If they, you know, Mark Bowen's clearly doing a good job to the point where if they keep on this little mini run and turn some of the draws into wins, they could find themselves in Millwall's position and floating around the, you know, sixth to ninth sort of area.
Yeah, that's a good thing you've just made me think of there, Lee, because, you know, we get to do the Forest fan show and I get to talk to you, Chris and Sam, and I'm asking what's going on at Forest, getting your opinion. From that outside perspective, you know, what do you think fans think of Forest this year, opposing fans of where they are in the league? Because, you know, we can judge our own team and say, oh, we're slightly punching above our weight, or we're doing less than we should this year. What do you think the fans are making of Forest? Do you think that where they are in the league, fans think, yeah, that's about where they should be, or that maybe Forest are slightly being punchy?
No, I genuinely think that this is just going from speaking to a few people and social media. I genuinely think people think we're incredibly lucky to be where we are. I think especially when we go and we turn in a poor performance, fans will say, oh, how are Forest so high up in the league? But they're forgetting that they're just seeing us once over 90 minutes. I think at this stage of the season, you deserve to be where you are. But yeah, I don't think we're getting a great deal of credit at all. I think that a lot of people are thinking we're a bit of a one-trick pony, which, I mean, to be fair, Grabban's got 14 goals. The next highest scorer is Joe Lolley, who's got three or four. So they have got a point with that. I mean, if you take Grabban out of our team, we are struggling for goals. But at the end of the day, like I say, we're more than halfway through the season now. And and we deserve to be fed.
Yeah, I think that's why I asked, Lee, because obviously I get to talk to you guys and I get a little bit defensive because obviously now I'm watching the games on a week and I'm keeping my eye out and I go, oh, Forrest, you know, I spoke to the guys and talking about the game on a weekend. And I sort of get this vibe, maybe I'm completely wrong, that it's almost opposing fans feel that if there's going to be a team to fade away, it's going to be Forrest. And I don't think that, you know, obviously inside the Forrest camp, we think that that's true.
No, that's absolutely right. You've hit the nail on the head there. I think people do look at us as like the Huddersfield that year when it was almost like they couldn't possibly stay in the top six. Brentford had the tag for a little while. I think a lot of people were a bit kind of ignorant towards Brentford. But, I mean, their front three, they're just scoring for fun at the minute and they deserve to be third. And I think some of our performances have... I mean, we didn't lose away for God knows how long. Mm. And I think people are, you know, looking at it and we put one bad performance in, then everyone's all over social media saying, I don't know how Forrest is so high, which is a little bit wrong, to be fair.
Yeah, and just quickly then, two score predictions for the Luton and Reading games, Lee.
Tricky, because I suppose it could change depending on what we do on Sunday. But if you're asking me now, I think we'll beat Luton. Let's go 3-0.
Yeah, I'm confident of that.
We'll keep a clean sheet against them. It'd be Sodlaw now. We'll concede after the first minute or something. But I think we will... Win well against Luton. I think it'll be a little bit more cagey against Reading. Possibly a 2-1 win. Let's be optimistic.
That's what we wanted. 6 points from those two home games to go actually into that Brentford game. Brentford, we just spoke about him there. Lee, really good to get you on and always talk to you. I'm looking forward to next week when we can talk about those two games because we'll be back on Thursday at the same time, 9 to 9:30 every Thursday, the Nottingham Forest Fan Show on Love Sport Radio.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.